You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill. This is Coogan Cassius for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. I'm delighted to be joined by Mr. Darius Fulgham. I hope I pronounced your name correctly.
Dude, you pronounced it perfectly, man. One of the very rare few that have.
You're going to get that quite a lot. That's true.
I'll take it. I'm used to it. I've been like this since elementary school.
Okay. Darius, I don't even know where to start with you. Obviously, I was alerted of the news that you can tell us in a little while a few days ago. And, I mean, you're someone that I'd heard of since the 2018 Golden Gloves, which we'll come on to in a little while. But why don't we just kind of start by talking about the news we saw you post on your Instagram a few days ago that you've got an announcement coming. So why don't you talk to us about that first? I'll give you the opportunity to tell us about that.
I'm super excited to announce it, man. I've just signed with SGM, with Sam Jones and Adam Morrell, two best in the business of boxing, man. I'm super excited to begin my journey with them. You know, I've been talking to Sam for a while now, you know, and he's put a lot of pressure on me. He's always made sure he's checked on me whenever. Since last year, you know, and he didn't even know if he was going to be able to sign me or not. He's always kept in touch, always kept in contact, and he's just all around a good guy, man. I'm so excited to begin my journey with him through the pros.
Okay, so you're currently ranked as the number one heavyweight in the USA, but you won't be making your debut as a heavyweight. You will be a couple of weights lower, light heavyweight.
Yeah. So, you know, it was crazy how it started because I'm really small for heavyweight. I don't ever crack above 200 pounds or 91 kilos. Normally, I walk around like 190 pounds. And that's no cutting, no dieting. That's just me just doing my normal workouts. And I've exceeded really well in the States-wise at heavyweight. I've been a lot faster, a lot slicker than a lot of my opponents. And that's how I've gotten by. And 175 is right there. I can make 175 easily, you know. Really, it was actually a complete accident how I ended up at 91. You know, I've always been in the impression that if you can fight, you can fight. You know, weight does play a factor at a certain level, but at the cost in the amateurs of having to cut and drain yourself day after day, I felt like I lacked in performance that way. And I was in school at the time, and this is when I went to National Golden Gloves. So I won National Golden Gloves at 201 and 91 kilos. And it was a complete accident. The competition in Houston was a lot stiffer at heavyweight at the time. And when I was in school, I didn't have the flexibility to being able to leave Houston to go compete at a lot of the big tournaments, which kind of hindered my promotion-wise in boxing because I wasn't able to go to all the U.S. Nationals before, right, until I graduated. And so when I was doing Golden Gloves, we go from Houston Golden Gloves. Once you win there, you go to Texas Golden Gloves, and then you go to Nationals. So you had to win each one to go to the next level. And I thought I was only going to be able to do Houston Golden Gloves, so I was like, well, I might as well just fight the best competition in Houston at the time, which is a heavyweight. So I went up just to fight a heavyweight, and I was like 180-something pounds. And I won, and my schedule ended up freeing up, and I was able to go to state. And I was like, oh, okay. I went to state, won state at heavyweight, then I went to Nationals, and ended up winning Nationals at heavyweight. And I said, I think, you know, this is a better suit of weight for me. And I ended up doing that for the Olympic trials as well.
Okay, that's quite a bit of information.
I know I threw a lot. My bad. I'm sorry. I threw a lot.
No, don't apologize. We like that. We like that. Darius, so when did you just kind of track back to 12 months ago? Obviously, it wasn't an ideal situation because of the pandemic, which we're still kind of currently in at the minute. But I just wanted you to explain to me the situation last year regarding the qualifiers, etc.
Yeah, it was a difficult situation for a lot of us. A lot of uncertainty. We didn't know what was going to happen. So after I won the trials and I was officially announced on Team USA, we were getting ready for our qualifiers to secure our spot for the Olympics. And so we're going to go to Argentina in March of 2020. And right around that time was when the pandemic hit big time and everything got shut down. We all went on lockdown and we all went on quarantine. And we were kind of just stuck. Like, we didn't know what was going to happen. So we didn't go to Argentina to qualify. We all went home and we're at home for a couple months until everything kind of opened back up. Then we started hearing noise and hearing word that the Olympics was still going to happen. They just moved it to next year. And once we had heard that, They renewed our contract, so we're still on Team USA for the following year. We got to compete a little bit internationally and get some experience. Going into May of 2021 is when we're going to move the date for our qualifiers in Argentina again. And luck be having again, we were training camp, getting ready for it. They canceled it again. And that was our only opportunity to get our spot in Tokyo. And unfortunate for me and a couple of my teammates, how they changed the system to qualify for us was by basing it off of rankings of 2017 to 2019. But I wasn't on the team at that time to have any ranking points to get a spot. And it was like that for me and a couple other guys. And so we were unfortunate where we didn't even have the opportunity to compete and qualify.
Well, I say everything happens for a reason, and kind of fast forward to where we are now, almost like a year on, and you're obviously on the verge of turning professional. So I suppose this was meant to happen like this for you.
You know, I've thought about that a lot. And I said, you know, I thought the Olympics was going to be my destiny, but at the end of the day, I think my destiny is to be a world champion. And that's what's going to happen.
So, I mean, let's talk about your link up now with Sam and Adam SJAM. Obviously, UK fans are very familiar with them. Sam more so, because Sam's got the bigger mouth from the two of them.
He's got a mouthpiece like no other.
You know him very well. But the stable that they've assembled at SJAM is growing by the month or week or whatever. You know, they've got Joe Joyce, obviously, and they've got a couple of other heavyweights in Guido and UK's Johnny Fisher. And yeah, guys like Florian Marku. So what was it specifically about Sam and Adam that convinced you to go with them to guide your career?
I think one of the big things is the belief they have in me. You know, that was something huge that I trusted in. You know, ever since I've been talking to Sam, he believed in me so much and he instilled how much what we can do, what we can make happen. And like any other manager that you talk to, they're going to promise you all these things, but there's something about them I just believe, like, and it wasn't just the fact of their belief in me, but also the many things that I've heard from random people that talked about Sam and Adam. A lot of them talk greatly about how well they take care of their fighters and how much they put into them. You know, they don't have such a big stable. They don't have as many as like some other managers do, where they have like 20 plus fighters or something like that. You know, small enough where they can give each one their own attention. And that's what I like the most, is just I like the kind of like family vibes that I got from them, like you know, that they're one of my own, you know. So that was something that I really drew me to them.
Is it the plan for you to kind of have your initial fights as a professional over the US? Is there a possibility we may even see you over here at some point in Europe, or is that a possibility?
Absolutely. Me and Sam have talked about that, about give me fighting all across the world. So not just in the States, over the pond too, in Europe, and fighting in the UK. That is definitely a part of the plan.
So I want to go into this at a different time, because this is kind of an introduction to yourself for people that haven't heard you speak before. But I just want to touch on the fact that you're a nurse graduate as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yes. Can you just kind of...
Yeah.
Not talk me through the whole thing, but just kind of you talk to me a little bit about that.
You know, boxing has been so tough, man, but I have to be honest, man. Nursing, going through nursing school is one of the most challenging things I've ever done. And not just going through it alone. I was boxing at the same time while I was in nursing school. You know, I won National Golden Gloves while I was still in school. And having to juggle both of those at the same time was extremely challenging. But that's something that I really want to kind of change about boxing. I want to create a different light about the people getting an education. Boxes aren't just for, you know, a lot of people shed lights and stories on boxes that have came from nothing, which is very admirable too. Like, you know, I love hearing those come up stories, but there's a lot, you know, boxes come in a lot of shapes and sizes, and I kind of want to change that stigma that boxes can just fight. They're just, you know, dumb. They don't really have anything intelligent going on, but there's a lot of intelligent people that I've met throughout boxing. But nursing school has really, really changed my life. It was something that I made sure that I finished. I made it. That was my priority above boxing at the time, because I had to make sure that, you know, you never know what can happen in any form of athletics. You know, it could be something simple. It only had to be that you're not good enough. It could be something simple as just a simple accident, and that can ruin your career. So I want to make sure I had something stable to fall back on. But boxing is my absolute passion. Like, if I wanted a stable job, I can just go be a nurse. This is something I'm extremely passionate about that I don't want to turn back on or leave nothing behind. So boxing's got my all undivided attention. It's something that I'm going to be at the top at.
So, obviously, from a management standpoint, you're sorted. From a promotional standpoint, what's the deal there? I'm assuming you are talking to various people regarding that.
Yeah, we're in talks with all the different promoters. Top Rank is doing well. They've been around a long time. They've shown that they can bring people up. I'm a huge fan of Top Rank. Matchroom is doing exceptionally well. I'm a fan of theirs as well. They're both now kind of global platforms now. And I think I just heard the news that Top Rank got to deal with in Sky Sports. And I love both those. Also, PBC is doing well too. Their quality has really improved too on their shows. So I really like all the major promotional companies. We're all in talks with all of them. So we want to make the best decision possible on which one can help guide my career the best.
Obviously, Matchroom has just signed a huge deal with DAZN to have their fights over here aired after a long-standing relationship with Sky Sports. So, did you catch much of Mr. Eddie Hearn over there?
Yeah, I always watch his interviews. Eddie Hearn is one of the more popular figures, especially over here in the States. You know, everybody loves hearing Eddie Hearn talk. He's got a good mouthpiece on him as well, and we love hearing his opinion, what he has to say about fighters. And he gets a lot of fights done as well, too. Eddie Hearn is really doing his thing in the boxing world. I'm a huge fan of his. I like what he does with a lot of his fighters and what he's done for a lot of my friends of mine that I have that are boxing now. He's doing a good job of promoting all his fighters.
Did you just say Eddie Hearn's popular in America? Yeah.
Okay, well, popular go by different terms. And popular, everybody knows Eddie Hearn. I'm not saying he's liked by everybody.
I like
Eddie Hearn, though. And a lot of some of my teammates are fans of him as well. But I can't say everybody likes him. You know, everybody's gonna have some haters, but
I'm sure he can take it. I'm sure he can take it.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he doesn't mind.
So any ideas when this will all kick off for you, Darius? When will you start your professional career?
You know, I'm not sure. It could be a couple months from now. We're just trying to make sure we do the process right. And we make the right decisions. I'm ready to fight. You know, I'm always training. So whenever I get the call, I'll be ready.
Just finally, talk to me about who's guiding you training wise.
Actually, you know, it's funny enough. I can just show you him right now if you don't mind. He's actually sitting right next to me.
Yeah.
Do you want to meet the man himself?
I'd love to meet the man himself.
I'm gonna introduce you to the man himself. His name is Darnell Pierce. Darnell, go ahead and introduce yourself to the people.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing? Are you good?
Yeah, I'm doing well.
I didn't know you were sitting next to him, Darnell.
Yeah, I've been sitting here since y'all got on the phone.
Just a word from yourself, Darnell, about how good Darius is going to be when he turns professional.
Ah, man, you're making me do too much. You're trying to make me talk and stuff. No, you know, at the end of the day, even going into the amateur circuit, that was a conversation we had. A couple of us always felt that he was better prepared to be a professional fighter than an amateur fighter. The amateur style, something he had to try to adapt to do well in it. But the majority of the time he spent training has been with pros. So I think this is going to be a lot easier than going to the Olympics. So I'm looking forward to this journey, and I don't have a doubt in my mind that we're going to make it to the top in this one here.
All right. Well, listen, we'll look forward to the start. He's saying in a couple of months, hopefully. So, yeah, hope everything goes well.
Oh, yeah, it will. No, we don't got to hope for it. It's going to happen.
Okay. I like that confidence. I like that.
Yeah, he's putting more – you guys spend more confidence than I am.
Yeah, well, you're ready for it.
I am. He's being honest, though, about the whole amateur and pro style. It does make a difference. And I've been more suited for a pro style than amateurs, for sure.
What's the gym you're in at the moment in Texas?
This is it's O Athletic.
Okay.
It's in Houston in the Heights.
Okay. Well, listen, I appreciate your time, and like I said, this is just kind of a an introduction to our viewers. If people weren't aware of you, like I said, there'll be a lot of people that do know exactly who you are and will be anticipating your professional start to your career. So, like I said, good luck with that. And I'm sure we'll be doing plenty more interviews.
Yeah.
In due course.
Look, hey, look, I really appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much.
No problem. Have you got anything else you'd like to add before we finish?
No, I have nothing else to add, man. I just want to let the, I guess, let the fans know that, that I'm going to put on a lot of exciting performances, man. I can't wait to perform in front of everybody and get started on my professional journey.
Thank you very much for talking to IFL TV, and we'll definitely catch up with you again soon, mate.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Top man. Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.